now that I got that out. So.
You're not gonna publicly apologize on the air.
He never apologizes. Hey everybody, what's up? So this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Miles the apologizer.
Yeah, I apologize for nothing.
Hey, fucking good morning to you, Miles.
That's right. Hey, I'm a little offended, man. I'm a little offended.
You have a fucking good night, all right? Fuck you. Good night.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I realize some things are not to be made fun of now.
No, I think I'm getting into it. I think I'm enjoying it now. Yeah. I'm still not quite seeing it.
I don't know.
Happy fucking anniversary.
Facebook, please fuck off on his birthday, and now.
Yeah. See what happens. See what happens.
Everyone's afraid to laugh at it, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
I have a feeling that that's probably not the part that they were upset by. That's just my guess.
Well, there's a part to it, but I don't want to go into
that. Yeah. Yeah. Even though that really wasn't that funny, I'm thinking other things may have been a little bit more at play here.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Hey, talk about pissing people off.
Yeah.
I'll piss you off tonight.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a story. It's going to piss you off.
You're going to piss me off.
Well, in the past it used to piss you off, so I'm assuming it still will. I don't know.
Bring it.
Okay. So last night, I met my daughter. My wife and I met my daughter and her boyfriend in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
Because it's kind of halfway between where she's at and where we're at, right?
Right.
And we said, well, we had some business to transact. And we said, well, why don't we just meet you there and we'll have dinner.
Right.
And then we'll, you know, go back home. We'll be, you know, be a little bit, everybody drives a little bit, but nobody drives a lot. So.
Okay.
And so we get this place and we're having dinner. And chitting and chatting and, you know, skitting and scatting. And I hear my name.
Okay.
Somebody goes, hey, Bob, how you doing?
Okay.
I'm fine. How's it going? What are you doing here? Well, I'm here having dinner. Don't you live in St. Louis? Yeah. Well, it's good to see you.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, good to see you too. Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
So, you know, it used to annoy you because everybody knew who I was.
A little bit. Yeah.
So here I am. I'm in Columbia, Missouri. I don't live there.
Yeah.
I work there from time to time, but not with any, you know, not on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And my wife was so incredulous. She's like, God damn it. People recognize you everywhere. How do you know these people?
So who was this guy?
I can't divulge totally who it was, but it was a person that I'm acquainted with.
Or you went to college with this person?
No. Or... I actually have seen this person recently and conversed with them. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like a work connection, but we don't work together or even at the same place or anything. But I have had dealings with this person. So.
I thought it was someone famous or something. I was waiting for who was it? You know, yeah.
So yeah, no, it's just funny because my wife gets aggravated too because. know, it's like we totally, you know, randomized here. Pick a restaurant in the town we don't even live near or ever go to. She and I have only been to that town together maybe 5 times in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, and here you go. Somebody comes up and says hi to me. I just remember in college, you get used to be so angry because all these people would say hi to me. Now, in this occasion, I actually knew who the person was. A lot of times in college, I did not know who they were.
Right.
They would say hi to me and use my name, and I had no idea who they were. But this time, I actually knew who it was.
Hello, man.
But it used to get so pissed off.
Yeah, I know. Well, now I live with a person like that. Yes.
Oh, see? Is your wife like that? Everybody knows her, right?
Except she doesn't know who the hell the people are. That's the funny part.
See? Same kind of situation.
I don't have no effing idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you know why?
Why?
She's famous.
She is famous. Yeah.
Just like I'm famous, but you're not famous.
That's true, yeah.
This has happened my whole life, and I always joke that I'm famous because everybody recognizes me.
Hey, look, it's Bob the Mutt!
It's Bob, right. And everybody says hi to me, and everybody's nice, you know, even though I don't know who they are. But anyway, my wife was incredulous last night at dinner because she was
the ping pong balls out of her.
No, it wasn't that lady. Yeah, no, it wasn't that lady. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny because I just remember walking around campus and you know, hey, and you're like, who's that? I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some guy from a committee I'm on.
Yeah, I'm on some committee, and he's on the committee.
Like, committee for what? What committee are you on?
I was on a committee to choose the dean for at college, the dean of the communication.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you lying, son of a... Oh, God.
What?
You're on that. I'm getting pissed off now, man. How did you get on that?
I got asked. Somebody said, hey, would you be on the committee to pick the new dean? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What do I got to do? I'm like, oh, you go to a couple meetings. Fine.
You know, you didn't like my friend, the mayor of Carbondale.
Oh, no, I liked your friend.
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, I did. When we were in college? No, I didn't like him.
You didn't like none of my friends. You didn't like, you know, Todd. You know, you could drive a piece of shit. That guy.
Yeah, Todd. He was weird. Didn't like him.
Weird.
I like Wilson. Wilson.
You did like Wilson, yeah.
Wilson was cool. I didn't like the motorcycle guy. Did not like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy was spooky.
Yeah, that guy was kooky. Todd was weird with his fake cell phone antenna.
Yeah.
Like, why in the world?
I think you did like Dr. Cheryl, though.
Sure. Why wouldn't I like Dr. Cheryl?
Yeah, she was likable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, God. She looked like Slimer from the Ghostbusters eating hot dogs, for Christ's sake.
Oh, man.
I'm like, holy moly.
Like Marilyn Chambers with that hot dog.
She needs to be. She's got another career. She doesn't want to be a doctor.
Yeah, she's a doctor or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dr.
Funny.
Mouthful. Holy moly. Yeah, weird, huh?
Met an old friend at Sizzler and.
So, anyway. I just thought it was funny. Nothing really happened this week, but that happened last night, and my wife is so pissed off. She's like, why do you always get recognized? I'm like, I'm famous.
No, you're like such a homebody too. Like, I mean, who would even know you? You know,
I know, like, exactly. That's the irony of it all. I don't really like to go out that much, but
you rarely go out. Once, like, you're not on work, like, you're like, I'm at my compound and no one's allowed in.
That's right. I was in my compound all night tonight.
The gate is closed and no one's coming in. You know, no one's coming in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, during the day, I get out a little bit, I guess, so that makes a difference.
Yeah.
I go to work and whatnot, so.
Right.
Yeah, but, no, just weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Well, at least I knew who it was. That was my thing. Well, I'm sure there's other people that recognize me I don't know. So.
Did the person sit down and join you? Like, oh, sit down.
No, no, that, we've had that happen before, but not this time.
No.
This time it was we were with family, and he was with family, so he just said hey and moved.
Okay, it was like some spooky loner person or something.
No, one time we went to dinner, our neighbors were there, and we ended up eating together.
Hey, can I borrow your cell phone?
Yeah.
No.
No, that was kind of fun. I thought it was fun, but, you know. We just ended up, they were getting ready to be seated, and I'm like, well, hey, just come over here and sit down.
Come on, let's sit down, man.
Yeah, we just ordered. So.
Oh, God.
So that's they funny. Had some pad thai, and I had some... fried rice, and it was all good.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you?
Oh, I had some fried thai and some fried rice.
Yeah? I don't really like Chinese food that much, but I'll go every once in a while.
So, by default, so to speak, I went to a concert.
Yeah,
weekend.
I saw some pictures. I saw you taking pictures of asses, and I don't know that your wife appreciated a picture of her ass on the Facebook, but whatever.
Yeah. I'll get to that. Yeah. it's not pervy if they're over 50. That's my thing.
Oh, is that a deal? Okay. Well, when does it get pervy again, though? At what point?
Well, it doesn't. I'm just saying, once a woman's over 50 and you secretly tape her, I don't think it, you know. It's
yeah,
not
okay.
Pervy.
Is that like some kind of Donald Trump strategy or something? I don't know.
I just thought of it a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So,
I think it gets pervy again when you label the picture. Do you think she's wearing Depends? Then it gets pervy again.
You know, the sad part is I actually have three more videos of those girls dancing.
My finger kept slipping.
Yeah, my finger kept slipping. So my wife's best friend, Desiree.
Yeah.
Is a huge, huge Leonard Skinner fan.
Which is odd, but okay.
I don't know what, there's something about it. And she just has to see them.
Gets her juices flowing.
Get her juices flowing, yeah. And this is her ninth Skinner concert, my wife is telling me.
Oh, my Lord.
And she.
I mean, the good ones are dead. They died before she was born, I think. So.
Pretty much. There's like one original member at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freebird!
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we know the secret to getting to her pants.
I could tell you three different ways to do that.
Freebird.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she wanted my wife to go, and my wife's like, "Well, let me also invite my son."
Yeah.
Because he loves rock music and such. And,
sure. Yeah. And then you had to go along to chaperone or what?
No, he. Something came up with his friend, so he actually got a better offer. So he's like, I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay home.
Oh, okay.
And do something with my friends. I said, well, at first I was like, oh, I don't want to go. And I thought, well, maybe I'll go.
Then you're like, well, I could take video of people's asses.
Yeah, I'm like, hell yeah, there's that going on there somewhere. And
I could do some legal almost upskirt.
I know, I tried Don Blaustein, but it was just too obvious.
Uh-huh.
And so it was Saturday night, and so we take off early because the women, luckily the women told me the, you know, what was going to happen because, you know, I hate when women lie, you know. So
right. Okay.
They're like, we're going to do a lot of shopping, we're going to eat, we're going to do more shopping, and then we're going to finally get to the concert.
Oh, okay. And then do they plan your bathroom stops for you, or?
No, I just went into the changing rooms with the bathroom and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And, but, like, they're finding stuff to wear, and they're, like, getting changed in the car, getting ready for the concert. I'm like, what the? Taking off shirts and stuff in the car. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Okay, well, hey.
I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And we get up there, and it's pretty crowded, as you might guess.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah. There's all these yeah. all these women of a certain age who apparently have a thing for Freebird.
You were right there. Yes, you were right.
Yeah.
And
how strange.
It was not really a young crowd, no. It was not a young crowd.
That's right.
And so I go, I've been here before because my kids saw Volbeat up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go, no, I know where to park. We found it. It's cheap parking. And as we're trying to get in, like this big black dually comes out, you
okay.
know?
Yeah.
And there's like the car park attendant, you know, and he... So the truck leaves and we start going in. He's like, "Oh, it's $5." All right. He goes, "I'm sorry. Sorry I let that truck go first." Okay. He had an emergency. He had to leave.
He had an emergency.
All right. I think it was a family emergency. I don't know. Maybe it was. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But we're late for the concert. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't really wave you in because I just had, you know, shoulder surgery, rotator cuff. Surgery. I'd like to tell you about it. Like, oh my God, please. Just, you know, the concert starts like at 7. It's like, you know, 6:50 something. I'm like, oh my God, just enough with your stupid, you know. Who gives a shit? I don't care. I'm going to have another.
He's like, do you know Bob? Do you know Bob? I know Bob. Do you know who he is?
You know Bob, man, he's pretty cool too, man. He shook my hand once and broke my shoulder, man.
Yeah, I saw him at a restaurant.
He did a souffle on me, man. So we park. So we get done with this nitwit. We park, and we get up there. Of course, I've got to search you and go through your stuff. You know,
did anybody touch your junk?
I was hoping that the guy had the big wand. Like, okay, I'm ready. He's like, no, I'm not doing you. I'm like, come on, do me. He's like, no, I'm not doing it.
You're like, does that thing vibrate?
Yeah, right. I'm like, okay, let's go. And of course, you know, it's like, well, Desiree has to get her concert shirt before the fucking concert. I'm like, all right.
You gotta be wearing it when Freebird happens.
If I show my titties, you know, they'll know who it is. You know?
Right,
like, all
right.
Yeah,
okay. You got a big number on the back or what?
What's that?
Has it got a big number on the back or what?
I don't know. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, but she's, you know, taking her time. So my wife's like, well, we gotta buy her a beer. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Oh, you got beers.
And... like, what concert starts on time? I want to know that. Suddenly, 7 o'clock.
Well, apparently, you know, the blues, they finished their Blue Plate special.
Yeah.
And it was time to... time. We got to be in bed by 10:30, so...
Yeah, right?
Got to get this show on the road.
Like, we've got to walk around this whole goddamn thing to get to the damn, you know, section we're in. I'm like, son of a bitch,
right.
Man. And we get there, and it's dark, you know, the opening act has come on, you know, they're playing, you can't hear anything.
Who opened for him?
It was somebody, and then it was Marshall Tucker, and then Skinner.
So, who's somebody?
I don't know. We got there late, so I don't know.
Oh, you didn't see it, okay.
Yeah.
Marshall Tucker, and then, okay.
So the...
Yeah.
And,
it wasn't Head East, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait. What do they sing?
I don't know. I just,
oh.
There was just, they fit in with Marshall Tucker and
No, I think these were local guys.
Okay.
They looked very polished. I mean,
they weren't Chronic, were they?
Yeah, I think it was Primus or something. I'm not sure what it was.
Primus.
That was Rammstein, I think. I'm not sure what it was. And I had a lot of problems that night. One problem was that I have this belt that doesn't fit. It's too big. So I'm like, the whole night I'm constantly tugging my pants so they don't fall down, you know?
Right.
So we're trying to find our seats, we're on the stairs, and all of a sudden my wife starts handing me shit like there's no tomorrow. I'm like, what the fuck? Popcorn, you know, this. My pants are going to fall down in about 3 more seconds. My wife starts taking off. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? She was trying to turn on her cell phone light. Is what she was doing.
Oh, okay.
So we find our row.
So there's like pants fall down?
No, thank God. Yeah, I know. Someone would be videotaping my big ass.
They would see your Confederate flag underwear.
Yeah, right. My Scooby-Doo underwear I like to wear. So we found a row, and there's like 2 people parked on the very end of the row, and so we have to make them move. Like, hey, sorry. There's like no one in our row besides these people.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm like, how did we luck out? Cool, all right. What's that?
Spread out.
Yeah, right. So we're all, you know, all right, we're seats, you know, 21, 20, and 19. That's us. Cool, yay.
Yeah.
And, of course, my wife has to sit in the middle, so I'm not sitting by Desiree, you know.
Well, yeah, because you might try to grab her hooter.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So,
you'll be tuning the dial, as it were.
Yeah, no joke. And, so still no one by me, and then like, okay, Marshall Tucker's going to be out in a few minutes, everybody. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was Head East.
Yeah, that was Primus, or, you know, I don't... Manson. Who? Dylan Carmichael. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
And about this time, this fairly tall, skinny, flamboyant gentleman, if you will, shows up, which is fine. I have nothing wrong with that. You didn't tell me that
Smidge Kurtelbaum was there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I look like Smidge. Yeah. No, this dude, you know, it's like, you must be 21 because I'm 22. Okay, sit down. Yeah. Okay, I'm open minded. Just, you know, sit down. And
yeah, he probably was like, Well, unless he likes the Bears or something, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he's into that. I don't know.
I don't think I was his type. Yeah, I don't think I was. But,
yeah.
Which is fine. No, he was. You know, he was fine. He was drinking some mixed drink, and he was.
You got an awful big nose there, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's fine. No, it's like okay, no problem.
They call you Humpty.
What's that?
They call you Humpty.
Humpty, yeah. He goes, I want to call you Bottom Guy. Is that okay? I said, well, you know, $20 is $20.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Pay for this concert.
And somewhere about 2 songs into Marshall Tucker, I can feel like some commotion going on next to me. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And I realize now there's like a woman sitting in that seat.
Oh, they switched seats? You didn't even know? Or he changed into a woman?
Yeah, no. I was trying to watch the concert. I wasn't really watching the dude next to me, you know. Like, oh, hey, what are you drinking, you know?
Lord, I was born a rambling man. I'm trying to make a living and doing the best I can. That's Marshall Tucker Band, isn't it?
No, that's Allman Brothers, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
So now there's a woman. I couldn't tell how old she was at first because, like, she got her like pigtails or so, like French braids or whatever. Because
all I saw was the back of her head in this guy's lap.
Yeah. No. She turns to me. I figured out she was an adult. She turns to me. Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck are they?
Oh, and you're like,
who the fuck is on stage? Are you fucking high or what? What fucking song is this? I'm like, it's Marshall Tucker, man. Fucking settle down. Yeah, right?
She's like, okay, Humpty.
Yeah, right. So now they put like some full-blown alcoholic next to me. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Bring back the gay guy.
Yeah, you know what? I
I'll take the gay guy touching my leg all night.
Yeah, I was really, yeah, I was weighing my options. Like, wait a minute, bring back your cousin. And that's where the hell it was. And, you know, she's trying to talk to me, and it's like a Peanuts cartoon, because you can't understand anyone at a concert. It's like, wah, 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 wah.
And you're just smiling and nodding your head. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. She could have said she wanted to, you know, do stuff, and I'd be like, yeah, okay. And so now, her and this dude are, like, raising their hands, going, woo, right?
Having a good time.
Well, now they want me to do it. So she starts grabbing my hand and my arm to get me to do it. At first I resisted. I'm like, nah, come on. So
I'm surprised after the first attempt to grab your arm, she continued, considering it's like grabbing a hold of a werewolf.
Oh, believe me, she was not the least bit worried about that, right? So
I
start doing it. Now she decides my wife needs to do it.
Yeah, you get your hand up.
Yeah, she's reaching over me to get to my wife now.
Yeah. Did you?
I got boobies in my face, on my chest.
Yeah. Well, so did she. That's the funny part.
I mean, Mike, this wasn't just once either. This was like several times she's reaching over to me to touch my wife. You know, she's like, oh, yeah. And then she's touching like the two women in front of us. We've got like some 50-year-old women in front of us kind of shaking their ass during the whole thing. I kind of secretly videotaped.
Yeah, I think I've seen a video of that.
And like she starts like tugging on this woman's pants and on her shirt every once in a while. Like, what the fuck is going on with this woman?
Woo, Marshall Tucker.
Oh, yeah. She high-fived Desiree.
Yeah.
And so like Tucker gets over and then like, you know, Skinner's gonna come on. Like, you know, Skinner will be on in a few minutes.
Did she go, time for a squirt?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she did go pee with my wife, but then, like, she cut in line because my wife's like, well, I'm not gonna cut in line. This lady's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting in line and peeing.
I gotta go.
So she's just pretty much cut in line, but, now I can hear what the hell she's saying. She goes, yeah, I'm 4'7".
That's what she said?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. She goes, I got a kid that's 26.
Okay.
I own 7 houses.
Okay.
All right.
That's nice.
My nephew just hung himself 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, wow. What? Okay. She's like, yeah, my nephew just hung himself 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, boy. All right. I can see where this is going.
In one of the houses, or?
I don't know. Now, I'm a loser.
Okay. Oh, no. Already coming down.
Yeah, I went for, you know, goes from obnoxious drunk now to sad drunk. I'm like, oh, Christ, no, jeez.
Great.
Didn't hear a peep out of her after a while. She just was sitting there like some sad little kid. I'm like, oh, my God. It was so sad and depressing to be next to her. I'm like, oh, my God, it was fun at first, but now I'm like, please, go away, please.
She's like, I'm 4'7". You're like, is your head flat?
Yeah, no flooring, yeah. I think me and her had gotten second base. I'm pretty sure, man.
Well, you got second base, apparently.
Well, she's feeling my boobs, too, so I don't know. And I was so glad my son didn't go, because my son really is like...
Yeah, you wouldn't have liked that.
You know how you know, like, you don't like really people, you know, to get all, you know...
Oh, business. Yeah, that's why I don't go to concerts. Come on.
He would have left. He definitely would have left. He just got the car keys and left.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh... So I put up with it, but yeah, so...
Well, that's just because she put her boobs in your face a couple times. You're just like, is she going to do it again? Is she going to do it again?
I mean, she was fucking nasty, I'll give you that, but, you know, boobs is boobs, you know, so...
Yeah,
oh, well.
Yeah. What'd she smell like?
You know, she didn't really smell that bad. I mean, she really didn't smell like anything, really, but she was just alcohol, I guess, but mostly, but...
Just asking.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of this woman.
Well, that's all right. Did you take a picture of her? Did you like get a selfie with the two of them?
Yeah, I took a selfie with her and her friend. Yeah,
I'm jamming with my new friend, Loser.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Marshall Tucker. Yeah.
I'm a loser. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, hey, I'll talk to you later, okay? I'm watching Marshall Tucker.
I'm calling you back.
Yeah. That was uncomfortable. It was fun, but yet uncomfortable, too, you know?
Well, that's nice. That's a nice, that's a sweet story. You and the pseudo-midget at the Marshall Tucker Leonard Skinner concert.
Yeah.
You yeah. getting some cheap shots touching her titties and
yeah. I didn't have to pay for nothing.
It was a solid night for Miles' title.
Yeah.